You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. The Huntington Gardens, not just about beautiful cactus or roses when in season or the majestic old painting called Blue Boy. Art critic Hunter Droho Yoska Philp joins me now to talk about a show you might not expect to see in the 19th century mansion there. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So set the scene for somebody who hasn't been lucky enough to visit the Huntington, the former home of a wealthy industrialist. What do you normally see in that house?
Well, you see the Gainsborough portrait of Blue Boy, and you see the Lawrence portrait of Pinky, these famous portraits that people come from all over the world to see. Mm-hmm. And there are collections of 18th and 19th century silver and porcelains and paintings.
So it looks like the house that Mr. Huntington and his wife lived in so long ago. But what's on display there now is very different contemporary art.
That's right. Henry and Arabella Huntington collected 18th and 19th century art, and now we have 21st century art by Leslie Vance and Ricky Swallow. She's from Wisconsin. He is from Australia. They happen to be married, and their work is very different. But I think they both do have a sensibility that comes out of looking at painting and sculpture from an earlier era, a pre-modern era, as well as the modern era. Hmm. Now, the most important part for me was that you go into the galleries and they are still rooms that people once lived in. So everything is of a domestic scale. And in fact, Leslie Vance's paintings are smallish in scale, and she makes them by arranging objects and photographing them like still lives and then making these small paintings from them. They don't have any of the sort of digital high-hue colors that you see today. They're a bit muted, and they seem to capture reflected light, but they're not representational. They're completely abstract. Now, Ricky Swallow, her husband, similarly makes these small bronzes, but he makes them from cardboard models of, again, domestic kinds of objects like cups or vases or even a small guitar. You can see how they refer back to Picasso or David Smith. But instead of making the bronzes very realistic, there you can see where the cardboard model was used. You can see the rough edges of the paper. And they're patinated in color, so they can be a soft turquoise shade or a yellow or a white. They're really, again, the scale of them works so well in the Huntington Galleries and refers to the great collections of decorative arts that are already on view there.
But it's an interesting choice, an interesting departure to have them in that main house and not in the galleries down the road from them. So why that choice, do you think?
That's right. They've had many shows of contemporary and modern artists in the other galleries. And to have this kind of temporary exhibition in the house is a bold move. Curator Catherine Hess did this with Christopher Bedford. They made a nice catalog for it with nice essays. And it really does bring an audience of people who are maybe familiar with the Huntington, such as myself or you, to go there again and see this show, because you want to see this new work. And in a way, the work that's always in the Huntington makes the new contemporary work look very lively and part of the great continuum of art history. And at the same time, the contemporary work makes us look harder at a painting by Copley or Gainsborough or some, you know, beautiful French porcelain.
Contemporary art on display in a traditional setting, the paintings and sculpture of Leslie Vance and Ricky Swallow on display through mid-March at the Huntington. And you can see some photos of the work and, of course, read Hunter's text at kcrw.com/art talk. Thank you so much, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.